Shabbos, Parshas Bishalach, we've Shalach Paris. Oh, and finally, Paro shoos us out of Mitzrayim. We're going out with splendor and glory. Okay, we had a few hiccups along the way with the Yamsuf and almost being annihilated. Okay, Shkeferlach. We're surrounded on all sides. The Egyptian Malachim were coming down, Sarah Shalizov, and you have the wild animals, the beasts in the deserts, and the Egyptians shooting their arrows through into the Anania covered. We have a Yam, Nachshon Ben Aminodov. Nachshon doesn't mean a Nachash. A big thank you to my Abbezay that he brought me to Shurim from David Feinstein, Zechet Salim Karas Lebracha, a number of times. And one of these weeks was Parshas Bishalach, and he asked, what kind of name is Nachshon? Nachshon? It sounds like a Sherish of Nachosh. Nachshon Ben Aminodav, you know, he's a Nossi, he's a Choshevayit. He's the trailblazer into the desert, into the Yamsuf. Sorry. He said, Nachshon is a Lashon of a wave. Yeah, look it up, it's real. Yeah. Nachshon means a wave. Yeah, he was the one that jumped into the waves. It's interesting. He got this name when he was, you know, not his bris milah. But he, you know, his destiny was already through that Ruach HaKodesh when he named a kid. He had it in him to be riding the waves. Oz Yosher Moshe. Aleph Zion is Gematria. 8, yeah? Good. You don't need a kailal for this one. Oz Yosher Moshe. 8 is a level above Teva. 7 is Teva, everything natural, the regular order of the world. 8 is when things go above and beyond. We see this at Hanukkah, the 8 days, Yashmini Atzeres, which, you know, it's the extra, it's the beyond nature. What happened at Kriyas Yamsuf, no one thought it was natural. The Rebbeinu Shlom brought a wind to give the people the Bechira to be able to say that it was a natural occurrence. The Maya saw every water across the globe was splitting. So there was definitely, you know, Oz. When you go beyond what is expected, what is normal, what is natural, what is the day-to-day, there's an incredible joy in there. We just had Tu B'Shvat, and I sat down with the Heilige Bochurim and Derech HaSemech, and I said, what are we celebrating? We're celebrating pears. How do you say pears in Hebrew? How do you say fruits in Hebrew? Pears, how do you say pears in English? Fruits? No, pears in English is not fruits. Pears in English is productions, productivity. Your children are your pears. Your mitzvahs are your pears. Pears say, Malam Azev, I can't campus, Lord, I'm my ball. How do we internalize those pears? How do we get those pears to be part of us? It's us. When you take it beyond the natural humdrum, these are the things that I can do. I can wake up at this time, I can do this amount of mitzvahs and this amount of learning biritzufas. When you push it past that, you take it past 7 to 8. When you take it past, I know I can learn for 15 minutes. That 16th minute is your oz yoshir. It's l'mala min hateva, it's l'mala min your teva. And there's no greater song that we can sing for Hashem, no greater simcha that we will feel, than to be able to push past those boundaries. The Ara LeRoth, the Heilige Shem Re'abunim, the father-in-law of told us, Aaron Chassidus, one of the masters of Chassidim. When he was young, he writes that he did not enjoy Torah. Wasn't his thing, wasn't talking to him. But he reads, you know, Adam Kiyamas Ba'oyel, oil is Torah. When a man dies in the oil in Torah, to get Torah, you have to kill yourself off of it, the Gemara says. You have to die learning. So he said, you know what? I really want to learn. That much he wanted. It wasn't working. I have to kill myself. How am I going to kill myself? So he says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home. The first sefer that I pull off the shelf, I will learn it. Beginning to end. No excuses, no matter what. Even if I have to die doing it. I'm all in. And with that determination, with that commitment, he went home and he ran his fingers across his bookshelf. And he stopped. The rush on Mishnayos Mikvos. However, not so many people know how to make a mikvah kosher. There's a couple of, you know, experts, specialists. You call them in, they make you a kosher mikvah. The Mishnayos is not like, it's not talk for koyin. It's, you know, it's like, it's technical, it's irrelevant. It's like, it's not like the juicy type of a, is what he picked off a shelf. You know, you expect to, you know, you learn about the malachas and Shabbos. No. Hashem gave him mikvahs. And he said, this is what I signed up for. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to learn it cover to cover if I die doing it. And he says, I'm mamish dying. He said, every word I could taste the tam miso. It was death and it was torture. And he said, I turned page after page and it was just, in my words, it was horrible. He says, it was just a torture. I was dying. He almost boiled. And he said, I finished it. I closed the sefer, gave it a kiss. And he said, I got in my heart, I knew Adam Belibi, a new person came and took over me. I said, from then on, Torah is the sweetest, most delicious thing in the world, as it is. He was a born again Talmud Chacham. It's when you push past nature, is where you get to the Az Yashir. The Rabbanu Shlomo in Mitzrayim, he did it for us. He showed us how it's done. He showed us how the dynamics. How does this work? Now it's our job. Now it's our job to push ourselves to be bigger and better and more than. And Beis Hashem, all the tefillos that we have, on Tu B'Shvat, that we should have Paris, we should have Bonum, B'nei Bonum, Moskva, Torah, for Mitzvahs, should all come true. And we should be zeicha, not only that we should be successful in killing ourselves in Torah, Mitzvahs, we should be successful in pushing ourselves past our limits. We should see our children doing the same. For Torah, for Kedusha, for Kiras HaLakim. V'zakeini l'gadel Bonim u'levadim Chachomim u'levadim O Yahweh Hashem Good Shabbos.